Zeg het eens maar, Mori Jacob in zo pit gaat, zeg het eens maar, Daniela Shane was in Shul Chalak. Okay, today we're continuing in packet Lamed Aleph. So we've been talking in the past couple of days about the bracha of Yain Mevushal, but now let's discuss what is Yain Mevushal? Like, what, how hard, how hot does it have to be to get the status of Yain Mevushal? So the Shach says in Sim Kuf Chav Gimel, Yerodei Sifkat Zion, page one of the packet. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Meim say nikra mevushal mishir siach al gabei ha'esh." Siach al gabei ha'esh. So it means you. How would you say it? You boiled it on the fire. So says the Shach, "Tehainu she ismaid mi bidosav al yidei resicha." That. That it diminished. There was evaporation. Al yidei resicha, king cause of harashba, haran. That's the Rashba here. In the Torah Sabayis. That's on page 3. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayis. Bayis Hamishi, Shar Shlishi. Eze Mavusho Omru Perish arrived, Bashem Rabin Hai, Hachi Daiku Gionim, came to Sikh Nasha Mavusho. Abel Mishum Gilo Velo Mishum Yai Nesach. And Bankos of Shane Kor Mavusho gave Sikha Chase Might be Bidoso. And that's what the Shach quoted. So it has to. So what's the? What would you say the shear is? What? How much would it be? Where are the scientists here? What does it say in your computers? What?
212.
Well, that's water. Is that this? What about wine? The amount. In other words, some of it evaporated. What's the evaporation point of wine? What does it say in your computer? 12%. And what about like regular? Like 5% alcohol.
Well, pure alcohol is 170 Fahrenheit. Pure water is 200. Yes.
There'll probably be something near there. Oh, in the 200s, probably. So, Moshe Feinstein from the Tshuva writes on page 5. He says, "Midas Achom Lin Yischashiv Yai Mavushal Poshet Shehu Biyad Soledus." Wow. So Rav Moshe and Yad Soledus, what? Lower, much lower. Avshalom Ma'ala Resichas, the Yad Soledus Hu B'chashiv is Bishol. And when the Shach says, the Hainu Shi Yismayit Mi Midoso, the Resicha Poshet Shi Yad Soledus Kvar Nismayit Mashu. Whereas Rav Moshe claims that if you do, if a little bit, if it gets Yatzo lettuce, so then something, a little bit. It doesn't have to be that it's might allow, but just a little bit. So he thinks that Yatzo lettuce, and he says, 175 degrees Luchumra. For Shabbos, he would be more machmer to assume it's Yatzo lettuce even lower. But Luchumra, to be considered Yad Mavushal, it should be at least 175 degrees. Which is a bit cooler. I mean, it's the chumra within what's considered Yatzo lettuce bowl. But compared to, by the way, parenthetically, the next tshuva, incidentally, is written to Rav Parnas from YU. Was it about studying Greek mythology in the school? Are you allowed to teach it? So it's an interesting tshuva here. Chaf Ches Nisan Tov Shin Chaf.
I learned Greek mythology.
Wow. Rabbi Alter, what do you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I wasn't muted. I remember learning Greek mythology as a sophomore in high school. All right. I thought
okay.
I was muted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, but this is an interesting. It's nothing to do with what I'm doing now, or maybe.
Right. Not,
but it just happened to be on this page, so I figured I'd point it out. Okay, so that's Moshe's big cooler. Okay, all you need is to be. Yeah, it's a lettuce bulb. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva also. Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Micha Shlomo and Simon Chafei. He speaks about, he quotes the Shach, and he has a whole discussion of what's the Shia. So he writes at the end, Mikol HaOmor, page 9. Ad kol nira shal inyan pirkas bar pi agofen al inyan mishul yayin shal shviz mistam kol yayin yish lavach bar pi agofen al yayin mefuster. So first he speaks about pasteurized wine. So he says pasteurized wine, you should make a bar piagofen. Even if you hold a yai mavushal, it's a shahakal, because it's not mavushal. Ulam in maga nochri, kevish rakam with rabbani, yesh lakal safik, avgavish a kagon, which ain't one of masha gosu chazal, lol hosif, because mokum kolol in time in the armor, any yodeh of shalahakal, the smoke al pistor. He doesn't think that pasteurization. So what's the amount of pasteurization is what we're looking at up right now. What's the degrees of pasteurization? He doesn't think that that's good enough to be mako for. For this, it's. Too low, what he says, because why? He says, Shirak may me says a chaitakin. It only gets rid of some bacteria.
Rabbi, it says 145
degrees. 145
degrees.
Right. So he says 145 degrees is not good enough. So or even Rav Moshe didn't not do that. But yet, so he's saying that he doesn't think it could be mekel and pasteurization for to be considered that it's no longer yayin. He doesn't think it could be mekel. Ravagav Shaloniko Rushum Shinu Lochza Bakalmi Amida. Ramonishtana Klaut Tam of Recho. So you still have to be machmir, just because it's pasteurized. So like regular grape juice, what is that? Pasteurized, obviously. But is it more than that, than pasteurized?
It says 185 to 190 degrees Fahrenheit for grape juice.
For grape juice.
Yeah.
So that would be good for a Moshe. But if you hold that you need real boiling, it wouldn't be boiling. So according to a Moshe, it would be... So Rav Harfenis writes on page 12. He has this discussion about this topic. By the way, yesterday I was giving a shiur. We were discussing some of the things about that we talked about wine yesterday, the bracha on wine, and. So Danny Strachan asked me in the shiur, what's his Greek called? Memela? Memela? No? It's wine with orange juice. Memela? How do you call it? Memela? Memela? No? Anyone know what I'm talking about? No, no. What?
Is it mimosa?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Avram, you know it all. So he was saying that Chora, it's not rolls, but it could be that that's the ikar. Is that the ikar of the drink? Why people get it? It's for the wine. So that's what he was asking me, what bracha would make. So there, it's not the rolls, but maybe it's the hashivas is in the wine. So I said that's something to think about. Okay, take a look at the Nishma Shabbos here on page 12. Yeina shenlan of chen grape juice, shen pasteurized, yidinim ki yayim avushal, shen nochul l'kadesh v'havdil alav. So he says, yesh lo, yesh hameko, chozman shalo hayla ha-babuas. Shor shashay lehez, midas ha-chom shal pistor. He says, what did you say pasteurized was, Avram?
For what? For grape juice?
Yeah.
185 to 190 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, so he quotes 160.
160 is if you do it low and slow. Right. 185 is if you do it short, you know, short and fast.
So it's not 212 or something like that. So he says here that Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the bottom paragraph, it says, "Reisi b'shutna Shlomo, because of dein dino kimvushal in yekiddush, kevin shelo higiel at pesicha gemur." Because Shlomo Zalman held not like Rav Moshe. That is, Rav Moshe held yatzoletisbo. He holds Shlomo Zalman says it should be resicha gemur, like 212 or something like that. So therefore, so the question is, should you say, like, if you machmir not to make kiddush on yayin mevushal, So would this already be hot enough? It was, and what about to be mako for a guy to touch it?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
About pasteurization in Google, it says what it does, it stops the fermentation process. In other words, it's going to stop it from the full wine.
Right. But then that's another question based on, and right, and at what point does it stop it?
It said 165 degrees. That's Google. And it prevents the wine from turning sour.
Right, so the question is like this. Maybe we could see from here that the fact that the most, the Iker Sheet in Shulchan Aruch is the Yayin Mevushal is that we do make a Berak Ragafen. So wouldn't that imply that even if something, and you're telling me that Mevushal stops the pasteurization, so wouldn't that imply that even if something that no longer has the ability to be, to ferment, you could still make a Berak Ragafen? Would this whole discussion of Yayin Mevushal therefore imply that the grape juice of today, because if that Yayin Mevushal stops fermentation and we still make a Berak Ragafen, then maybe other things that stop fermentation also should still be a Berak Ragafen. So what's tried, like the Knesset Gedolah says, we don't do it because it stops the fermentation. When you put Yayin Lavan, the Alfer Lavan in. So he says, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that it's not even Mevushal in Kiddush when it's pasteurized. And you need the you know, Bishul Mamish, boiling. And that's what Rav Harfinis writes in the next Truva here, the Simon Tzadi test, that that Yain, the Fustar, pasteurized, is Lochashi Bavusho for the guy to touch it. But he says, Malcolm Hef said, maybe you could be Mako a Yatzo lettuce bowl, like a Moshe Shita. Okay. And you see, if you look in the Ran, take a look in the Ran on page 22. For the Ran in Avodah Zarah and Yudah Min Aleph says, "Yain Mevushal Ein Mishum Gilo Ein Mishum Yain Nes Kosev Arayv Mishem Baruch Hai Achidaykin Agorin Mishonin Tkeim Shir Ksiach Nasa Mevushal Ramban Kosev Sheyechzer Al Gabi Or Mibidosam." So he says it could be the same Shir after the Dova Do Achasi, so they receive whom is might. So when does it evaporate? What's the shear for evaporation of wine here?
He says that boiling means it's bubbling. That's that means it's pepper. Bottles.
Who says?
Anything with the same the round is it.
Right, but he, Rav Moshe, interpreted it to mean that you just need yatzo lettuce bowl. Right? He's saying that that maybe even if it's that yatzo lettuce bowl, maybe it's not good enough. That's what the others say. It's the same shear. Meaning Mimait and Ola Resicha are the same share. Because Rav Moshe says, even if a little bit evaporates, that's good enough. And Yatzo lettuce bowl, a little bit will evaporate. Is that true?
From what I remember in science class, you know, they thought that there was a phase transition that happened, like instantaneously, it would transfer
to gas.
And, you know, it would happen gradually, so it wouldn't be dependent.
Until when?
Until the boiling point, you know, some cut off point, like a 2 hour or 1 minute.
So that would be against Rav Moshe, right?
Yeah, from what I understand.
The Rav Moshe is the Chiddush. I think most, a lot of them, I mean, especially the Hamisha for sure, don't follow that shear. They need really boiling, bubbling. Because that's when you see the fumes go up.
And does it mean half of it probably is boiling, which is boiling before the bottom? So is it, you know, is it considered terrible? Because it's probably not. Probably the whole.
The whole thing is one thing. But this is a big, but a big naftamina would be if it quite touches the grape juice. Could you drink the grape juice? Because maybe the grape juice is only pasteurized and it's not. It's not boiled, really.
I have this kitchen device that you put it on a certain temperature, circulates water to a certain temperature, makes it, it'll cook it. Well, it's a bean machine. I set it, let's say, 130 degrees Fahrenheit, it's all water, and I cover it. When I come back, the top glass is covered with steamed water, even though it's not cooling 12 degrees. The package was going for 12 hours, maybe. Very, very slowly. I don't know if it's possible. I don't know the science behind it. There's definitely evaporation of water because the top glass is dripping water from the top.
Well, what temperature is it?
It's at 130 degrees Fahrenheit.
130.
And when I come back,
it's not even
just a little cover. It doesn't seal it. Just put it on top of it. But there's steam there. Maybe.
To me, the simple shot of Ola Resicha means that it's. That is bubbling, no? But that's the machloek, is Rav Moshe and the others. You know, Rav Moshe was making that the actual lettuce bowl is enough to make yain mevushal. Because he says that's considered all the resicha. Only thing, Rav Moshe is working like all the resicha pidin. It's considered, you know, all the resicha. So that's all the resicha.
Also, you take water out of your urn. That's not too much. Because every time I do it, it's cold. Steam. It boils in and then keeps it hot. That's when you take it out,
come back,
and there's still
steam
coming out. I don't understand.
Yeah. But that's the round sheet, and of Azara Daf Yudam.
Rabbi, I feel like we're missing a part of the equation here.
me here. What do you say, Abram?
Because it's not just about the temperature. It's about the length of time. Meaning a lower temperature for a longer amount of time or a higher temperature for a shorter amount of time. You know,
right. Moshe would say that once it gets Yatzo Lettuce for a second, that's good enough.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Because he holds that's considered a resich al pi halacha. And he believes that you don't need mamayetis even a little bit. I don't know.
To me, it's similar to like a sous vide. You know what a sous vide is?
Sous vide, that's what Rabbi Dechter was just speaking about, a sous vide. He has one.
Do you have one? Yeah, I have one. So yeah. I'm saying you put it in and you leave it at a low temperature for a long time and it does what it needs to do. But, you know, higher the temperature, the shorter amount of time.
No, but I think both of these poskim arguing even that the sheet of Oliver Sikha bubbling means even for a little bit, and the sheet of Yatzo Lettuce Bowl also is even for a little bit. But that's the machlokes. So Rav Harfen says, lechatchila, you should follow the sheet that the highest sheet.
Right. Eventually, you come back 3 days later, it's all evaporated, right?
Rav Yashiv here. What does Rav Yashiv say on page 20 and 21? He also speaks about this topic. This is the Kovitz Chuvas of Rav Yashiv. On Simonai Vav. Then he quotes that same Ram. Then he quotes the Beis Yosef that says Yatzo Lettuce Bowl is considered Roseach. So he thinks not like that, Rav Yashiv. He thinks that for Hilchos Shabbos is considered Roseach. But for Hilchos Yai Neser, you need that it's Nishtana Tamo. But if it's not Nishtana Tamo, it's still the Gzeiros Chazal. So Moshe is borrowing the Gedarim from Hilchos Shabbos, and Rav Yashiv is saying no. But Hilchos Shabbos is a different halacha. Hilchos Shabbos is once it's Yatzo Lettuce Bowl, that's called Merusach. Yeah. So that's the first thing. And yeah, Ayin Hay also, he has this Shuvah in Ayin Hay as well. We close the Shach.
You don't want to scare you. He's all done. You can come on in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So he writes... Yes. So he writes here at the end. So he writes that that pasteurization is not good enough. Against Rav Moshe. That's it says it has the same taste. Tamuk yain ragyo.
Adding tamuk yain ragyo is giving a new test to what we're talking about. We've been talking about temperature, and he's talking about taste, and we haven't heard anything—not the encyclopedia or otherwise—what temperatures it takes to change the taste.
Yeah. So, what temperature does it take? So, what temperature does it take to change the taste?
I certainly don't know. I certainly don't know, and we haven't seen anything yet that discusses that.
What? Yeah, if you want kind of story, right. Yeah, so that's we'll have to see. There's a saying in your thing about changing the taste. But that's what he's assuming. We'll have to see more about that. And therefore he says, near posture, the pasteurization is not good enough. So that's... you know, that became the more standard psak. Now, Rav Moshe was the chiddush that once it's yatzal lettuce, you don't need any more. That mikra din, it's not yayin stam yayinam anymore. Can't become stam yayinam. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next week we'll start packing lamed base.